With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. A trio of pro-life bills endorsed by the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and other pro-life groups were either introduced, reintroduced, or passed last Thursday. The Pregnancy Center Support Act was introduced to the Senate on Thursday, while the Unborn Child Support Act was reintroduced that same day. Additionally, the previously introduced Pregnant Students' Rights Act passed the House on Thursday. These updates took place one day before the annual March for Life. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, a Republican from Mississippi, introduced the Pregnancy Center Support Act on January 18th. The bill would implement a tax credit in order to encourage and incentivize voluntary contributions to pregnancy resource centers across the country. The bill, known as the Pregnant Students' Rights Act, passed the House on January 18th. The bill, introduced by U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Iowa, requires public institutions of higher education that participate in federal student aid programs to provide information to admitted and enrolled students about the available rights and resources for students who are pregnant or may become pregnant. These rights and resources must exclude abortion services. The institution must also establish a protocol to meet with students who believe they've been discriminated against based on pregnancy. They must also provide pregnancy-related questions to enrolled students and annually submit compiled responses to the Department of Education. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. The calendar is turned over, and we're now in the thick of a political season and a presidential election year. Pastors around the country understand the gravity of the moment and want to lead their church people well. So what does that look like? Dan Darling says every church in every context is going to be a little different, so church leaders will need to equip their people in different ways. He says there are some guiding principles that can serve pastors well. There's a full list in the Baptist Press toolbox. Here's one of his pieces of advice. First, lead with gratitude for the opportunity to shape our communities and our country. He says today, even as democracy is more widespread, there are still billions of people who live under tyranny. They'd love the opportunity to be able to speak out and vote. Pastors should encourage their people toward gratitude to God for allowing them to live in freedom. Read that full piece at BaptistPress.com.